This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends of the world, streaming, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You've tuned in listening for the voice of Bradley Dean. He is not here today. I'm not him. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com for our Muslim fans. I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book. The Bible is the authoritative word of God, which we'll be going to a little bit today. Well, we'll be going there a lot today. I'll be filling in for Bradley today, live here from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina. And it's good to have you with us. We've got a special guest on the line today. But before we do that, let me get some formalities out of the way. If you'd like to check us out online, please do so at sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be going to Sons of Liberty Media here in just a moment. Also, please check us out on Facebook at Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. Like the page there, and then if you'll look up under the banner where the picture of Bradley is there in Sons of Liberty, if you'll click on the following section there and click that you want to see it first in your news feed, that will help escape some of this Facebook censoring because you're not only telling them you like the page, but you want to see the content. So please do that. Also, check us out on our YouTube channel for Sons of Liberty. We'd appreciate you subscribing to that channel as well. And click the little bell notification so that you're notified when we upload new videos or when Bradley goes live on the radio. He does a video presentation as well. Also, you can follow Bradley on Twitter at BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1, and that's B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean1 on Twitter. Now, let me give you a couple things just here right off the bat from Sons of Liberty Media. We've got Islam in America Schools, The Plan. That's by Dr. James Goss. He's been a contributor ever since he's been on the radio here with us, and I'm sure you'll find that very informative, as well as something probably we're going to make mention of today. I'm not sure just yet. We'll just see how the conversation goes, but there are at least two ways that Benjamin Netanyahu could remain prime minister of Israel. We've also got more stuff come out from Saudi Arabia. The Saudis show off, charred junk, and insist Iran is responsible for the attack there. And then what did Gerald Nadler say about impeachment when Bill Clinton was the target? These are some of the articles that we've got up here on sonsoflibertymedia.com, as well as you've heard of the accusations against Kevin Spacey and the multitude of those accusing him of sexual assault. Well, one of those gentlemen passed away here recently, and immediately they are pushing to remove that case against Kevin Spacey as well. And a final thing, disturbing video exposes scandal of politicizing Minnesota schools. Now, that's all the things out of the way for the site. I've got a guest that we had on about a month ago, I think it was, and we talked red flag laws, and we talked a little bit about the foreign policy. And we got into the foreign policy issue, and when I asked the question, I think I was told we need an hour to talk about that. And I agree, because we have to deal with a theological context, and our theology will affect a lot of what goes on in both our domestic and our foreign policy. And
here to talk about some of that is Dr. Chuck Baldwin. He is the pastor at Liberty Fellowship, Kalispell, Montana. Dr. Baldwin, it's great to have you with us again here on the Sons of Liberty.
Tim, good to be with you again. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Now, we've got some stuff that's happening, and even though Israel is not necessarily mentioned, at least not in the media, with Saudi Arabia, the claims against Iran, and all of these other things, and we've seen how even what went on with Syria before, nobody verified any of that stuff. Even Trump's own defense secretary said, we didn't have any evidence of the government of Syria gassing its people or any of this. In fact, we had evidence to the contrary that it was the guys, the white helmets, the Islamic jihadis who try to play both sides, that the Trump administration continues to fund. And they lobbed missiles in there unconstitutionally. Congress didn't authorize any of that. We saw that kind of thing. Now we're seeing him being pushed into that. We've seen some positive news with John Bolton getting out and such. But what we want to do is let's tackle a question. Now, let me read a passage, just a passage of Scripture, because some people are going to have a hard time. You and I have talked about how we've had to work through Israel. And so I want to help people come along. The Scripture says in Romans 9, 6 to 7, it says, not as though the word of God hath taken an effect, for they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And Paul goes on later in the book of Galatians to say that seed was Christ and those who are in him, and the ones who have the faith of Abraham are the children of Abraham. Ephesians 2 tells us that we've been taken out of being Jew and Gentile. We've been made one new man now, and that is the true Israel. So I'm going to toss it over to you. We've got a few minutes for the break here, and then we're just going to launch off into it. Let's take a biblical perspective first, and then in a halfway point, I want to sort of move it to say, okay, what are the practical implications of that, both for the church, politics, government, and our foreign policy?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
Right.
I'm turning it over to you.
Okay. Well, okay. Let me just say that I understand the difficulty of Christians to understand the truth about Israel. And I can say that as a Christian pastor who was professionally trained and educated in the schools, and I'm talking about two Bible colleges in that process, that taught Christian Zionism as gospel truth. And so I believed it because I was taught it as a young man. I didn't know anything else. And then I taught it myself in my pulpit ministry for over 30 years when I pastored in Florida. And so I understand where people are coming from. I understand their infatuation with Israel. I understand their convictions about Israel because I shared those convictions for over 30 years. If you put 4 years of Bible college training, it's the end of the late 30 years. So I get it. And I got to tell you, I just have to maybe to try to bring the listeners up to speed on me and where I came from. I guess probably about 2007, I ran for president on the Constitution Party in 2008. And so I can kind of time it from that major episode in my life. And I remember about in 2007.
Dr. Baldwin, I apologize. I went long in the first segment. Can you pick up that on the other side of the break?
Sure,
and
no problem.
We'll be right back. Great. We'll be right back with Chuck Baldwin. Grab these messages, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation."
This is Parson Leighton Howerton for the Rimfire Conference, coming up October 25th through the 27th at the Angel Theater in Columbia Falls, Montana. If you're a man seeking real truth and real answers to the real issues that we face in our society today, then this conference is for you. Our speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Day, Dr. Mike Spaulding, and Rob Pugh, just to name a few. So boot up and get your tickets today at coachdavelive.com/REMFIRE tickets.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, welcome back to Sons of Liberty. On the line, I've got with me Dr. Chuck Baldwin from Liberty Fellowship, and he's taking time out for us today, and we're going to talk about a biblical understanding of who Israel is, who the real Israel is, and also how that's going to affect our domestic and our foreign policy here in the United States if we understand it correctly. Okay, Dr. Baldwin, we were up against a break there. You want to pick up? You were telling people kind of, if they're not maybe of the opinion that we are, but they still think that the modern state of Israel today is some kind of biblical prophetic thing, or that they are actually the people of God in the sense that they're the chosen ones and this, that, and the other. You were laying out how you viewed things and how you began to change from that.
Correct. Yeah, I was right in the middle of all that, you know, as a student, and then later as a pastor teacher, you know, that this was what I was taught, and this is what I taught for over 30 years. So I understand, so I understand the reason why people who are Christians have adopted this understanding. That's all they've been taught. It is the predominant view of Christian theology ever since the turn of the 20th century. So we are talking about more than 100 years of indoctrination into this theology. For me, let me just explain my path. In about 2007, the Lord began working on me about this subject, and I can only explain it as the work of the Holy Spirit. Every time in my teachings and in my discussions when I brought up the subject, there was a check in my spirit. I didn't know what that meant at the time, but I felt very uneasy about what I was saying. And the feeling just grew exponentially. over the next several months. So, you know, I knew that this was, excuse me, my voice, hang on. I knew that this was a work of God, or wouldn't have been so strong and so pervasive. So I began to pray to the Lord to show me what I needed to do. And after a lot of prayer and soul searching, I made the decision I was just going to study the scriptures for myself without notes, without Bible commentaries. You know, I had all the books, I had all the commentaries. You know, I've been to all the meetings, all the conferences, blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, that was ingrained in me for years, decades. So I decided I would set all of that aside. I would look to the Bible only, and I would study with an open heart, and that was critically important. I had to have an open heart to know the truth. And so this has been, you know, what, 12 years. So for the next 5 years, I did nothing but study and pray. And at the end of that 5 years, I became convinced, Tim, that everything I had been taught about Israel was blatantly unscriptural. So once you come to that awareness, then the hard part begins, you know. You have to be willing to say, I was wrong and I believed a falsehood. And that's not easy. It's harder to unlearn error than it is to learn truth.
Yeah.
And you cannot learn truth until you're willing to unlearn error. So the hard work now was upon me. I had to swallow my pride and recognize that where this would take me, I didn't know. And wherever it took me, I had to be willing to accept it. And so that's what I did. And after discovering the falsehood of Christian Zionism, I got to tell you, it opened up the Bible to me in a way that I had never seen the scripture before. Everything came alive. It made sense. It wasn't pieced together like Christian Zionism is. It was one continuous, flowing, harmonious truth throughout the scripture, Old and New Testament. It was brilliantly put together by the Holy Spirit, and the truth of it was so illuminating and so wonderful that I knew I had to do my part to let people, you know, the many thousands of people around the country that follow me and read my columns and watch my messages online and buy my videos, etc. I had to be honest with them as well as with myself. So about 5 years ago, I began publicly teaching what I had learned. I apologized to the people that I had taught error to, asked their forgiveness. Of course, before that, I asked God's forgiveness for teaching error, and then set out to try and teach the truth and help people understand the truth of Israel from the Bible. And I got to tell you, at first, the opposition from my Christian brethren was fierce. Well, it still is in some way. But because I was one of them and now was teaching something entirely different, their reaction was hate, anger, opposition, criticism. I was consigned to hell by a lot of the brethren because of my position. It was a real awakening to realize just how deep-seated this doctrine is in the hearts of people. I've come to believe that for many Christian Zionists, Tim, without Israel, without the state of Israel, they don't have a faith.
I agree.
The state of Israel is just as important to their faith as is Jesus Christ. The church, you know, everything that we consider central to our faith system, their belief in Israel is that central. They don't have a faith without Israel. It's really mind-boggling when you realize it, because there was no Israel until 1948, from 70 A.D. when God used the Roman Empire to destroy the city of Jerusalem, until May 14, 1948. There was no State of Israel. So Christians, through 1,800 years of church history, never knew anything about a State of Israel, never even predicted a State of Israel, had no forethought of a State of Israel. The prophecies of the Bible never looked to a future State of Israel such as exists today. And so they had a faith in Christ that literally took Christianity to the world, to the ends of the earth, in those 1,800 years of church history, and they did it without Israel. Try to find a church today that hasn't made Israel the focal point of their preaching and teaching. So where was Israel for 1,800 years? You know, why wasn't it necessary 1,800 years of church history? But now it's a focal point of our faith. That's how deeply indoctrinated Christians are about Israel. So when I began to preach and teach on this, there was a lot of opposition. But I got to tell you, the result, I've had a sinus infection for several days, to help you understand. The result of now these 5 years of teaching has been so remarkable. So many thousands of Christians have understood the truth of Israel and are now liberated from that bondage. And it is bondage, because the law of the Old Covenant was one of bondage. And that's what Paul talks about a lot in Romans and Galatians. And these Christian Zionists they don't understand it. But what they're doing is they're taking the church back under the bondage of the Mosaic Law, where Christ fulfilled the law. And through the fulfillment of the law, has liberated us and given us freedom in Christ that the law of Moses could never give us. So it's really a vastly important issue, not only to our personal lives as Christians and to the church life, but also, as you mentioned, to our political life, our national life. And I definitely want to talk about that in the next half hour, because it is literally driving the political system of America, and it's not for the better.
Right. And people can find out more about you. Where at? You got about 10 seconds.
ChuckBaldwinLive.com. That's all one word. ChuckBaldwinLive.com.
All right. We'll be right back with more of Chuck Baldwin, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
Staples is more than a place you go to buy a new PC. It's where an associate helped me find the latest tech I needed to work smarter, not harder. Where I got a protection plan plus 24/7 tech support that keeps me connected. And where I increased my productivity for a lot less than what I thought I'd spend. Right now at Staples, you can save up to $270 on the latest PCs. Staples, for your business tech and beyond. In-store only, ends 9/21/19. While supplies last. Exclusions apply.
I'm a lawn guy and proud of it. Pro tip, watch the fall leaves. When that first bad boy drops, boom, get feeding and seeding with Scott's. Lay down Scott's turf filler today, and come spring, your lawn will be so thick, green, and strong, neighbors like Steve over there will be mad green with envy.
Hey, sweet lawn, Stevie.
Steve.
Don't be a Steve. Be a lawn guy. Pick up a bag of Scott's turf filler today. This is a Scott's Yard.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Inspector General is telling the House Intelligence Committee how he handled a whistleblower complaint against President Trump. He calls it credible and urgent, but won't release the details. The complaint comes from a phone call President Trump had with the foreign leader. President Trump has called this fake news and says that he knows people listen to those calls and isn't dumb enough to say something inappropriate. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says President Trump is taking a deliberate approach to possible gun legislation.
I see President Trump gathering all the information to actually find something that will solve the problem, just as he did when he removed the bump stock.
Speaking at the Capitol on Thursday, the California Republican says President Trump is talking to a lot of people and evaluating what will work to reduce gun violence. And a third photo of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau wearing brown face is out. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, well, that is the Sons of Liberty. Again, if you tune in and listen to Bradley, I'm not him. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And happy to have you with us. And on the line, we've got with us Dr. Chuck Baldwin. And Dr. Baldwin, I appreciate you giving us a little bit of background about yourself. And you're trying to cram 5 years of unlearning and then relearning stuff, just like I did. I mean, I had the same issue. And it did open up other passages. It opened up the Bible like I'd never seen it before. And a lot of that gets broken down in, well, one of the biggest issues, I think, is the word church and that translation. Because we have people like Stephen speaking in Acts chapter 7, and he talks about the church or the ecclesia in the Greek, they or the ecclesia, however people want to pronounce it, in the wilderness that was in the Old Testament. And it just simply means the assembly, or the, and we refer to it as the assembly of the people of God. And that's what Israel was. It was a covenant people with God. They had both those who kept his covenant by faith and those who broke his covenant. We can point to people like Isaac and Ishmael. Both were in the covenant. One was the son of promise. One was not. Jacob and Esau, same kind of deal. And we see that all throughout the Old Testament. We come to the New Testament, and all of a sudden, people want to throw that out the window and say, well, that doesn't apply here. There is an Israel. Even you were making mention of people with Israel, modern-day Israel. And, you know, even the Jews at the time, they referred to themselves as Jews. They wanted to put, you know, Israel, a Jewish state, in Uganda. I think it was Theodore Herzl who wanted to do that, and he had one of these guys who believed the way you and I were taught. No, you're supposed to do this in Jerusalem, and he starts pulling out some strange eschatology that's a lot of Bible ping pong is what it is. It's not staying in a context. So for this section, let's take a little bit, let's delve into just a few passages that people can look at. I'm thinking of Ephesians 2, I'm thinking of the book of Galatians, and things of that kind of
whittle down this thing that we're looking for the physical rather than the people who have the same faith as Abraham are Abraham's, they are the sons of Abraham. They are Israel, no matter their pedigree.
Yes, exactly. Genesis 12:3 is the verse that is probably at the crux of the misapplication of Israel in the modern understanding. You know, I will bless them that bless thee, curse him that curse thee. And they all apply this to the modern state of Israel. Therefore, we are supposed to bless Israel, and we will be blessed of God because of Genesis 12:3. But that is a gross misinterpretation of that verse. First of all, the verse was not given to the modern state of Israel. It was given to the man, Abram. And secondly, Galatians chapter 3, verse 16, says that the fulfillment of Genesis 12:3 was the person of Jesus Christ. That he, I'm very sorry, that he fulfilled the promise that God gave to Abraham in Christ. And it's very specific in that verse that the promise was made not to seeds, plural, but to the seed, singular, which is Jesus Christ. So, I mean, you cannot interpret Galatians 3:16 any other way. Galatians 3:16, the entire book of Galatians, but especially that verse, makes it crystal clear that Jesus fulfilled the promise to Abraham totally and completely. And it was him, the singular Jesus Christ, not the seeds, plural, of Abraham, which would include, in the minds of these Christians anyway, the modern state of Israel. So, you know, that's the first thing you got to understand. Once you get past Genesis 12:3, then so many other scriptures open up. For example, like Romans 2:28 and 29, he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly. Neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh. In other words, it's not a Jew is not one who was born according to the flesh in the lineage of Abraham. That's not a Jew, not today. Verse 29, he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men but of God. Those verses are very clear that the true Israel, a true Jew under this dispensation since the death and resurrection of Christ, the giving of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, making us into a body of Christ, all one, Jew and Gentile, that it's not a matter of one being of the lineage or of being born into the seed of Abraham physically, but it is those who have been born into the seed of Abraham spiritually. And that is what Galatians is all about. We are, by faith in Christ, the sons of Abraham. And therefore, all of the promises that were given to Abraham in the Old Testament are given to us, to all believers in Christ, not to some strip of real estate by people who say they are of the seed of Abraham, which, by the way, there isn't a Jew anywhere in the world today that can prove his lineage. Most people don't realize that the lineage records of the Jews were kept in Jerusalem under lock and key for thousands of years, going back into antiquity. So the Jewish people were able to identify their heritage and their lineage. That's why when the Apostle Paul wrote, he said, I was of the tribe of Benjamin. Well, how did he know that? Well, those records were still very much available to the Jewish people. People have never learned, probably, that when King Herod was king in Judea, he was an Edomite, and he was jealous of the fact that he was not of the Jewish lineage, and that was a source of contention between him and the Jewish people at the time. And so he decided the way to solve that problem would be to simply destroy all of the records, all the genealogical records of the Jews that were stored in Jerusalem. And that's exactly what he did. He destroyed, completely destroyed all the genealogical records that had gone back for thousands of years. And then, of course, when 70 AD came along and Titus and the Roman army completely destroyed the city of Jerusalem, including the temple. And I have a message on that, by the way, Tim, that, oh, man, I tell you, there is no message that is more powerful than the message of the destruction of Jerusalem. Most Christians in America today know nothing, absolutely nothing about the destruction of Jerusalem.
I agree.
And it's because the pastors don't tell them. But those records were destroyed. So, and all, you know, most of the Jewish people, at least the faithful ones, in Jerusalem, of course, they were all killed. Between 1 and 2 million Jews were killed in that siege in 70 AD. And by the way, not one Christian was killed. Not one single Christian was killed. And it's a miracle story that people don't know about. Anyway, so the records were destroyed after the generation of the apostles. There were no more records. People were guessed. They would say, well, yeah, you know, Grandpa told me this and Grandma told me this and, you know, I was told this. And, you know, they could say that they were of whatever heritage or whatever tribe or whatever, but they had no proof. And now here we are 2,000 years later, and there is not a Jew anywhere in the world that has a record of his genealogy to know exactly what his lineage is. It's all hearsay. So the point is that spiritually, through Christ, we are all one. Jew, there's neither Jew nor Gentile. There's neither bond nor free. We are all one in Jesus Christ. And the true Israel of God is those who have put their faith in Jesus Christ. So again, this whole subject is enlightening to the believer to help him understand that old, if you want to call it, caste system, where the Gentiles were dogs, and the Jews were God's chosen people, and never the twain shall meet, and the wall of separation between the Jew and the Gentile, which was typified in the temple with the veil, separating the Gentiles from the Jews, and the Gentiles could not enter into the court of Israel, and all of this that had gone on since God implemented that law through Moses, was now all abolished. And there is no favorite by genealogy or by heritage or by race, because Christ has broken down the wall of partition that divided us. And so we are now all one. You mentioned Ephesians 2. I'm quoting that now. We are one through God breaking down that wall of partition between the Jew and the Gentile. And so in Christ, there is neither Jew nor Gentile. That's why what I quoted in Romans chapter 2, he's not a Jew which is one outwardly in the flesh. He's a Jew which is one inwardly by the heart and the spirit through Christ. So when you start looking at the Bible from this perspective, this truthful, legitimate perspective, it changes the meaning of most of these prophecies that people are talking about relating to Israel, most of these verses that they quote relating to Israel are misapplied totally, because they do not recognize the work of Christ on the cross has completed and fulfilled the law of Moses and has given us a new covenant in Christ.
Amen. Tell people where they can find out more about you, and then on the other side of the break, we're going to tie this into some practical things for our society.
Okay, sure. ChuckBaldwinLive.com is the website, and all the video messages and books we have to offer on this subject are all available there. ChuckBaldwinLive.com.
All right, SunsOfLibertyRadio.com, SunsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back. Final segment.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0744. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, welcome back to Sons of Liberty. Final segment here. So we got to get going. We got to talk fast, and we want you to listen fast. But we do want to get the information out. I told Bradley. I said, I think this is a subject which has to be addressed. An hour is really not enough. You need like 3 or 4 hours to really deal with this issue because there's so much to unlearn, as Dr. Baldwin said before. But one of the things that people need to understand is in the Gospels, there are two genealogies. One comes from the side of Joseph. One comes the side of Mary. Of course, Joseph was not Jesus' father in the sense that he impregnated Mary. We know that was by the Holy Spirit and such. But there is a line that follows there. And that came from those genealogical records under inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And we have people who, you know, have false doctrines there. I call them this guy, John Hagee. I know a lot of people, you know, just following every word he says, but he's actually a false teacher in that he says we don't need to proselytize people who call themselves Jews because, well, they have their covenant with God, which is, I mean, it flies in the face. It flies in the very condemnation that Scripture lays on, you know, that Paul says, a person who preaches any other gospel, let them be anathema, let them be, you know, accursed. So now we've got a bit of theological underpinning, and people will have to sort this out for themselves. They're going to have to go to the Scriptures. Some of the Scriptures we referenced were Romans 2:9, Galatians. The whole book actually deals with this kind of thing. And the book of Ephesians, especially Ephesians 2, most people are familiar with 1 through 10, but they forget what comes after that about being part of the citizenship of Israel, citizens in Israel.
So how does that apply? We've got about maybe 9 or 10 minutes here, Dr. Baldwin. How does that apply when we talk about, okay, something's going on in Israel. We see what's going on with Saudi Arabia. We hear about their issues with Hamas. And we could go into a whole thing about Hamas and where that came from, history there. We hear about Iran. We hear about the threat that they are, that Bibi's been warning about, you know, nuclear weapons for, what, 2 decades? Now they're going to have them next year. What are they going to have them next year? What are they going to have them next year? And, you know, how are Christians really supposed to deal with that? It's not an issue that we don't love them. We don't hate these people. That's not the issue. But there's a misunderstanding. How can we correct that in our theology so that our political outwork, our culture of what we believe, really resonates in our domestic and foreign policy?
Right. Well, it's not going to resonate until people come to grips with the truth of the scriptures relative to Israel and the work of Christ on the cross and the fulfillment of the Old Testament law. And the new body of Christ, where that there is neither Jew nor Gentile. We're all one in Christ. And you're exactly right about Hagee. He is a false teacher. And not only is he a false teacher as far as a Christian perspective is concerned, but think about the damage he's doing to the people that call themselves Jews. I mean, you think about it, he's telling them that they don't have to be born again. They don't have to receive Christ as Savior, because they are of Jewish descent, that they have a free pass to heaven. Think of the souls that he's damning to hell who are accepting that as truth, and yet we know that Jesus said that he is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by him. So, you know, people that espouse Hagee and that so forth, they are a part of false theology, false teaching, down to their core. So people are going to have to come to an understanding of what we're talking about. And like you said, they got to study for themselves. They got to understand it by themselves. You know, I have 2 packages of materials that I produce called the Israel Package, 22 messages. Each message is probably an hour and a half. And I go through the whole foundation of Scripture relative to this. It's part of my teaching on this over the last 5 years, and then my message on the destruction of Jerusalem, which is the kind of the capstone message, puts it all together. So but people have got to understand, if they don't, they're never going to figure out the political ramifications. But let me just stop before I get to that. Let me take 3 or 4 minutes and say, you know, that verse, I will bless them to bless thee. Okay, for 70-plus years, America has been, quote, blessing Israel. We've been fighting wars for Israel perpetually. We've been killing people for Israel. We have been promoting Israel. We've been excusing Israel, protecting Israel. Think about the billions of dollars. Think about the thousands of lives that have been lost, American lives, in the defense of Israel. For all practical purposes, the United States Army is a proxy army for Israel today. Most of the conflicts, most of the wars that we are engaged in today and has been for the last several decades has been at the behest of and in defense of Israel. We are literally a proxy army for Israel. So, I mean, this is tremendously important. I mean, the Israeli lobby is the largest and most powerful lobby in Washington, D.C. Democrats and Republicans alike are all on board with the Israeli lobby. They influence the policy decisions, they influence votes, they influence the laws that are passed in this country. You know, people need to realize that the Zionist Jews are the number one promoters of pornography in this country, the number one promoters of abortion in this country, the number one promoters of gun control in this country. You know, so we say, I will bless them to bless thee. Okay, well, let's go back 70 years. Let's go back to 1948. What did America look like? What did our families look like in 1948? What did our education system look like in 1948? What about our social communities and our neighborhoods and our families and the core fabric of our society? What did it look like in 1948? All right, you know, go to 2019. So what does it look like today? You know, how are we doing as a family? How are we doing educationally? How are we doing socially? How are we doing culturally? Well, what did our movies and television look like in 1948? What do movies and television look like today? You know, what is our the fabric of our society look like today compared to 1948? And you know, what does our politics look like today compared to then? I mean, look at every discernible area that makes a country what it is and compare it to 1948. And would anybody say that we are better off? Have we been blessed because we've been blessing Israel for these 70 plus years? Our families been blessed? Have our schools been blessed? Have our way of life been blessed? All right. What about our economy? What about our indebtedness? What about people working? Some people are working two and three jobs just trying to make ends meet. A lot of other people are living off the dole. They're not even looking for work. I mean, look at the hatred that's going on today in America. Look at the civil war that seems to be started already in this country. Our country is coming apart, it seems. So where's the blessing? Where's the blessing of heaven on America for blessing Israel for 70 years? I mean, people throw this verse out, you know, like it's gospel, and it's not gospel. It's a perverted application of that verse. And in fact, America, since we have been blessing Israel, quote unquote, you know, we have been going into the toilet at rapid speed, and we don't recognize what's going on, the root of the problem. The root of the problem is the misinterpretation of God's word relative to the subject of Israel. The fact of the matter is, in the book of 2 John, the Bible tells us that if we bless people that do not accept Christ and his deity, and we promote them, and we befriend them, and we promote them, that we are promoting Antichrist. It's called the spirit of Antichrist, and many Antichrists are in the world. And he goes on to talk about how that we're not supposed to bid him Godspeed, that calls not Jesus God. Well, you know, I hear a lot of talk about Muslims. You know, the Muslims hate Christians, and the Muslims don't believe in Jesus, et cetera, et cetera. But the Jews in Israel, they do not believe in Christ. They are just as Antichrist as any Muslim would be, maybe more so. When you look at the writing of the Quran and the writing of the Talmud, the Quran speaks far more favorably of Jesus Christ and of the Virgin Mary than does the Talmud. The things that the Talmud says about Christ is absolutely grotesque. And so, you know,
I agree.
The point is,
Dr. Paul.
Yeah.
Dr. Paul, we're coming up here on the break, and I agree with you. And I think people have to do their own homework in that, and they have to do these things. They have to be diligent about it. They can't just say, well, I don't agree with that. Oh, you're just attacking Jews. That's not the issue at all. The issue is, what is the truth, and then how do we respond as a means of what we receive from the truth? Because the issue is, whether they're Muslim, whether they claim to be Jew, whether they're Buddhist, or pick your religion, they're humanist or whatever, the message is the same to them. It is to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near, and it is to provide them the gospel of Jesus Christ. And because we love them, we will tell them the truth. But America has to, we have to repent as a whole, and part of that is our understanding of Israel. Now, we're coming up at the end of the show. I really appreciate you taking time, a whole hour for us here, to kind of go through some of this. Tell people again, real quickly, you got about 10 or 15 seconds, tell people where they can find out more about you.
Well, thanks, Tim, for letting me come on. And I'm sorry about the voice today. Yeah, the web address is chuckbaldwinlive.com, chuckbaldwinlive.com. And if you don't get any other message that I preach, get my message, The Destruction of Jerusalem.
All right. We'll see you in 23 hours. Take care.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.